Good Monday morning, everybody. Well, hopefully it's still morning by the time I get this. It'll be morning for some of you. We got some gaming stuff to talk about today. The whole gaming industry is in a meltdown on multiple levels. You've got Xbox fanboys and girls very, very upset, which I don't know why. God, guys, we gotta get over this tribalism in DC versus Marvel, Sony versus Microsoft. I used to be a part of that. I really did. We'll talk more about that. Let's get through the intro first before we get too deep. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Daily Cup of Genre here on the Genreverse YouTube channel, Genreverse Podcast Network, available on all of your favorite podcast apps like Spotify, Google, Apple, things like that. Follow us on that app or subscribe to us if you can. Leave us a review, thumbs up, down, stars. Those would be good. And it really, really does help us out. Lots of great content covering anything and everything in geek, pop culture, entertainment. All of that goes on the YouTube channel as well. If you're watching us, please do hit that subscribe button. You can get all sorts of anime reactions, trailer reactions, podcasts, even live streaming, doing some games and stuff. So yeah, lots of reasons to be subscribed. We do have merch. There is a link in the description box below. All these prints on more than just hoodies and t-shirts. It's Redbubble, so you can get all this cool stuff on all sorts of things. And of course, LRMonline.com every day for all your written, typed news, entertainment news, opinions, reviews, even celebrity interviews from the LRM YouTube channel. And of course, the podcasts, videos are available there as well. I mentioned no around LRM right now. Cam's pieces have not hit. It's too early in the morning, but you can see that definitely. We do cover a lot. There's comic book stuff, movie stuff. Like, seriously, if you've ever wanted to write for an entertainment website, send an email to michael@lrmonline.com, michael at lrmonline.com. Put LRM Online new contributor in the subject line and tell them what you're interested in writing. If you want to see who you're writing to, go and watch almost any episode of The Cantina, except this past week's. It was just Cam and I, but Shockey is on right there. If you're watching on YouTube, you can kind of see him in that pop-up. That way you know who you're talking to. Gaming, though. Gaming. I didn't even have that up. Whoops, sorry. There you guys go. There's Shockey right there. All right. Gaming. We got some gaming stuff to talk about. A little bit of history first before we go too far. I am primarily a PC gamer. My first video games back in the late 80s were PC games. Hell, I technically helped my dad code a game when I was like, what, four? They used to give these used to be able to get these magazines, and in the magazines would be game code, and you could code the game. And my dad was like, yeah, you want a new game here, type this in. So I've been a PC gamer. My first console was the regular Nintendo. I had regular Nintendo, Super Nintendo. I did have a Sega Genesis at one point. Game Boy, you know, had Game Boy. But in 1998, I got a PlayStation along with Castlevania and Final Fantasy VII. I was already a huge Final Fantasy fan. You guys can hear me talk about that all over this channel. Check out some of my Final Fantasy VII remake live streams or VOD or whatever. I stuck with PlayStation for quite a while as my primary console. They had the games that I was interested in playing. I mentioned Final Fantasy, stuff like Siphon Filter, Tenchu, going back to like the original PlayStation, some Nintendo carryovers like Nuclear Strike from old Desert Strike or Urban Strike helicopter game. Real fun. We need a new Strike game. Anyways, Resident Evil, whatnot, PlayStation 2. Getting towards, you know, the Xbox launch, there wasn't anything on Xbox I cared for. First-person shooters for me were definitely a PC thing. I'm still, to this day, not great with a controller. Keyboard and mouse for first-person shooters. So while I did, when I was young, and I mean when I was young, we're talking teenager, young adult, while I did have that Sony fanboy streak in me because... well, that's what you do when you're young. You faction up, man. You go full tribal on everything. I think I mentioned I had a couple of mess up intros for this show, so I don't know which one I mentioned. Star Wars, Star Trek, Marvel, DC, Xbox versus Sony, or one point, you know, Sony or Sony, Nintendo versus Sega. It's not new, but in my older, wiser years, I don't even remember the last time I really had a fanboy moment. I joke around and whatnot from time to time, but really it is all about the games for me. Microsoft has never had a game that I must have or must play that wasn't either multi-platform or on PC, or like just not something maybe I could try at a friend's house, right? Overlord was one of those. Eventually that made it to PlayStation where I played it. I liked it, but Overlord was not enough for me to buy an Xbox, right? So even as I've gotten older and the idea of factioning off Sony versus Microsoft, for me it was never about brand loyalty. It was just about the games. I'm still mostly a PC gamer. You know, if you ask me like my top five favorite games of all time, it's going to be mostly PC games. Half-Life, easy. StarCraft, super easy. I don't mean easy to play, but easy to name as one of my, you know, top five all-time favorite games. Homeworld, that's a freaking amazing one. Final Fantasy VII, of course. That's console. Maybe even something like BioShock, which is again PC. I could potentially go with Kingdom Hearts, which is console, but you get the point. For me, it really is just about what I want to play, and fairly consistently, Sony has had the exclusives that I wanted to play. It is what it is, but for me, I want competition. I want competition. I, however, seem to be in the minority a lot these days. We have been hearing a lot of news that Xbox exclusives are going to be coming to PlayStation. I use Xbox exclusive lightly because, well, if it's on PC as well, is it really exclusive? Starfield, Indiana Jones, I'm reading from Games Radar, published 3 hours ago. You can find these rumors from all sorts of industry insiders across X, formerly known as Twitter. Lots of different articles. The Verge has weighed in, Game Rant, all sorts of stuff. So I'm looking at this Games Radar one for right now, but Starfield, Indiana Jones, more and possibly more Xbox exclusive games are reportedly coming to PlayStation platforms. Over the past weekend, multiple reports emerged about Microsoft changing up its strategy surrounding first party game launches, at least internally. The Verge, for example, reports Microsoft is weighing bringing Indiana Jones over, and that's this article right here. I'll try to remember to post these in the description box below for you guys. Well, why is this going on? Well, one, it's causing meltdowns online. It's the end of Xbox, right? People are going all nuts. Ginger Prime, I'm not familiar with all the like journalists or even industry insiders, so sorry if some of these names might seem exciting to you. I'm not tracking all of them. Posted about an hour ago that we might get an official like statement about the future of Xbox sometime around 9 o'clock this morning. So I might be talking about that again tomorrow. J-Dub City on Twitter. A decade of this for nothing. People kissing the floor around Xbox. There was a post last night, Night Sky Prince, who does generally Final Fantasy content. I've seen a few of their videos. Posted, you know, what's happening with Xbox now is insane. The implications of this will be huge for the industry. Kind of wonder if there will even be another Xbox at this point. I commented that, you know, there were those alleged comments. I talked about them here on the Daily Cog. Let's see, where was it? It was a couple months ago. It was like back in, 3 months ago. We're talking Halloween time. October, September, maybe going into November, there might be some more episodes. some court documents had come out talking about, hey, you know, Microsoft Gaming has until 2027 to be profitable. And then if it doesn't, we might have to get out of gaming. And these court docs came from like the FCC and even foreign cases dealing with the purchase of Blizzard Activision. And so I've been talking about this for a while, about Microsoft's money situation. You know, I responded to Night Sky Prince. Those alleged comments about needing more sales subs for 27 or else they would get out of gaming. Can't run a division in the red forever. Microsoft Gaming made less than $30 billion in revenue. It was 20 and what was it, like 23, 24, including Activision Blizzard. I put Blizzard Activision on accident. But they spent $69 billion on Activision Blizzard, right? So that doesn't math. If you made, and that's including, you know, your purchases revenue, your revenue is less than your spending, that's being in the red, right? Like, that's the very definition of being in the red. I had someone post that the division isn't in true red, though, so that's that argument dead. The Microsoft Gaming division is in the red. Microsoft is profitable, Microsoft themselves, but it doesn't change the fact that Microsoft Gaming is losing money. Without Activision Blizzard, they only made $16 billion in 2023, while still spending nearly 70 on Activision Blizzard. That is in the red. I got blocked for that. I don't know why. I don't know, but I got blocked for that. It's all over the internet. I don't want to go through and show people having meltdowns and stuff like that, but they're out there. The tribalism, the, oh my God, I cannot believe Microsoft is out there trying to earn more money by selling their games to more people.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Mail checks, invoices, documents, and everything you need to keep your business running. Get rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS. And with the mobile app, you can take care of mailing on the go. Make the same no-brainer decisions as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up at Stamps.com with code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.
What is the point? Like, I don't even remember. Like, I remember being tribal. I remember, you know, I'm Team Marvel. I'm Team Star Wars. I am Team Sony. I remember that when I was young, but I don't remember why. Anyone out there right now want to tell me why in 2024 with the internet the way that it is and gaming being as widespread as it is, why be upset at game access for more people, for everyone? I know some people are afraid Microsoft will literally get out of the hardware and gaming business, and I don't want that. Let me be super clear about this. I'm for competition. I think Game Pass is awful. I've pointed out a lot of the issues with it, sustainability concerns, all games as a live service, looter shooters being everything. You know, imagine all of your platforms and RPGs are all live service games as a service. Just no, I don't want that future. And that's what it takes to survive on a like subscription model. But that being said, I don't want Microsoft to go anywhere. It's important to have competition. And if Microsoft goes away, then Nintendo can continue being the Apple of the gaming world and just having some of the most ridiculous anti-consumer models and procedures, if you will, methods, whatever you want to go, in the world, some of the worst anti-consumer methods in the world. And Sony will not be forced to innovate or try harder, and they can rest and charge a lot for little upgrades. Kind of also like Apple. Samsung is the same, and I'm not like pro Samsung because F Apple. I am just F Apple in general because they are just the absolute worst when it comes to consumer friendliness. That is why I cannot stand Apple. Plus, you pay a ridiculously large amount of money for crippled hardware that other systems usually have already had or will have for anyways. Yeah. Apple is just bad form. Where was I? So anyways, I don't want that. I want competition. So I'm not out here like cheering on the end of Xbox. And I don't know if it will be the true end of Xbox. What would the future look like? What could the future look like? Well, Game Pass, I don't think is going to go anywhere anytime soon. It is wildly popular. It's going to become more expensive. You might see less day one games on there, or at least day one triple A games, so to speak. I do believe you're going to see, like I said, more games as a service, more loot boxes, more things to draw money from you versus just buying the game once. You know, and I've mentioned my fears for games being taken off, losing save data, losing access, contracts with publishers changing. But it's not going to go anywhere anytime soon. So they could go the way of Sega and become just a games publisher. And they publish things onto Game Pass, where the only R&D that they really have to do is for data centers and better connections, better servers. They're not having to do R&D for consoles. They don't have to manufacture consoles. They can buy server stacks, you know, pre-ordered and just configure them for exactly what they need. They could keep their studios. They could sell some of their studios and continue on with a lighter Xbox gaming or Microsoft gaming model. But that still isn't the greatest news in the world for consumers. I really, really would love to see someone else come and help continue to push Sony and Nintendo to do better, be better. And that only happens with competition. So I'm begging you guys out there, those of you that are having existential crises, and look on the other side, the PlayStation fanboys and girls out there, you know, ha, take that. As a matter of fact, Game Rant just posted a couple of hours ago that an established leaker claims COD series may end up skipping Xbox Game Pass as a result of the shift in strategy. Told you so. Maybe you guys can listen to me about entertainment streaming, like movies and TV streaming as well. I'm telling you, Disney, Warner Brothers, hey, Microsoft, even I could help you guys out. I work for a hell of a lot cheaper than any CEO or any chief executive or any consult. Like I am super cheap. Kyle M at lrmonline.com and I'll come and save your companies. I'm only half joking, guys. Like I literally, so many things that you see companies doing, changing now, are things that I have been warning about for years on this channel, on this show, even back on the LRM YouTube channel when all of our podcasts used to be there. Now LRM YouTube channels, just like red carpet, celebrity interviews, things like that. It's going to be interesting. The Sony fanboys and girls shouldn't be, you know, all happy about this. It's not, yes, it's good that we're going to get the games. That's good. But the being happy at Microsoft, like failing or potentially dying, don't be happy about that. That's not good for you either. It really isn't. On a more philosophical, serious note, tribalism is bad, guys. Like the more you divide yourselves, there's only so many resources, only so much space, only so many groups you could ally with, and the smaller we divide ourselves, the more reliant we're gonna be on making, you know, allies with the other groups, and that becomes really hard when you're divided on such ridiculous lines. And that goes into everything from entertainment to politics to culture. Like, man, tribalism is a 21st century resurgence in the most extreme. And I don't like it. But yeah, that's some of the stuff that's going on, guys. Like Microsoft, they said it in those court docs. It could happen. 2027. Go back and watch a few of those Xbox things. I'm going to try to remember to make a playlist for you guys so you can check out some of the videos and the things that I've talked about in the past. Hopefully Microsoft figures it out. More games for more people that you pay for, not that you get on a subscription service where the studio only makes fractions of a penny per subscriber per game. It's unsustainable, guys. Unsustainable in the method and model that they currently have. You're going to end up paying a lot more for Game Pass at the end of the day. And hey, there's that whole physical media thing. That scares the bejesus out of me. I've been buying up some of my favorite. I've been upgrading certain movies from DVD to Blu-ray, and certain Blu-rays or even DVDs up to 4K to preserve them, because I'm afraid of losing things. Not, you know, a Marvel movie, which has been printed on so many discs, it's impossible to run out of those. But more like old movies, movies from indie labels or indie filmmakers that might be in contractual issues with getting new discs printed. I'm looking at you, Dogma and Weinstein Company. Dogma is such a good movie. I really need to get that on. I've gotten almost, I need to, as far as like the original Viewers universe, going from Clerks through Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back. I need on Blu-ray, I need Chasing Amy, Dogma, and Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back. I can get Chasing Amy. I haven't looked at Jay and Silent Bob Strike. Anyways, I'm rambling there. I'm physical media, guys. So what's going on? Bottom line up front, you've got a bunch of games allegedly coming to PlayStation and even Nintendo for some of these things. And potential shift in Game Pass releases. And a lot of people are either too happy or too upset, and all for the wrong reasons. Oh my God, don't be upset that Microsoft is giving games to more people. Be upset that they're in danger, like legitimate danger of exiting the hardware industry. Allegedly, it looks like potential. There is a danger there. Be happy that as a PlayStation fan, be happy you're getting access to more games. Don't be happy that Microsoft might exit the hardware scene, because that is just not good for competition, ladies and gentlemen. It really isn't. Let's take a quick look over at the box office numbers. Just real quick look. Argyle topped it off. $18 million. Not exactly a great showing. Was it Danny or Zeb? Who left the Argyle review for Danny? Danny B, who used to be Danny. Oh my God, I forgot Danny's last name. Shit, sorry, Danny. Used to be one of the co-hosts on Breaking Geek Radio, the podcast. You can find old episodes of that here. He said, so Argyle, you'll either find it clever or convoluted, original or overindulgent, an original take on a familiar theme or a chaotic blend of themes badly put together. You'll definitely find it has an excessive runtime, though. So, hey, there's a short little review from someone involved with the genreverse. The Chosen, Season 4, Episodes 1 through 3, actually brought in $6 million. That was a Fathom event, so it's a limited release. 2,200 theaters had that. The Beekeeper, number 3. Wonka, number 4. Migration, rounding out the top 5. Mean Girls, Anyone But You, American Fiction, Poor Things, and Aquaman and the Last Kingdom, bringing in the bottom of the top 10. $59 million for the total weekend. Abysmal, sad, pathetic. 2024 is going to be rough on this trend right now, according to the numbers. $6.4 billion for the domestic market this year. That's not a lot, guys. That's really rough. We brought in just under $9 billion last year, 8.9. I think I said in my most recent look at the 2024 that we could be back in the sevens, that we might end up like between 7.5 billion and 8. It might even actually be less. There's just not a lot of movies coming out this year because of the strikes. That sucks. That really does. So, yeah. I guess that's going to be it, guys. I hope you get some stuff from what I said about the factioning, the tribalism in gaming. Hopefully we can be better. I'm team consumer, just like in entertainment. When I'm like, you know, you guys got to pay for your entertainment. I'm not simping for the billion-dollar companies. I'm simping for myself. I want to be entertained. I am a very selfish, greedy capitalist pig. However, I believe in doing it with good form. And I think the best way to make loads of money is making as many people happy as you can at the best profit margin possible. Yeah, guys, let me know what your thoughts are in the comments below. Please do subscribe to the Genreverse YouTube channel. Lots of great content, lots of interesting conversations that go on here. As you guys can see, we've been around for a while now. All of our podcasts, not the reaction videos, but all the podcasts go up on your favorite podcast apps. Link for the merch in the description box below, and of course, lrmonline.com. I've been Kyle. I hope to see you guys next time. Bye.